You know the story. The master leans down and pets the dog, and the dog thinks he must be God. The master bends down and pets the cat, and the cat thinks, I must be God. Oh, the ego of man is a devilish dessert. But the question today is, are you the dog or are you the cat? And that's where we're going today. Wake the faith up, Slayer. Garth Heckman, David Alliance. Thanks for reaching out to me at tdagiantslayer@gmail.com. And we're brought to you by Well Built Body, gym apparel for men and women that rock and shock. It ain't for everybody, but it just might be for you. WellBuiltBody.com. Hey, I used to have a cat, a couple cats. They weren't technically mine. They were my youngest boy's cat. The youngest boy who just came back to Jesus. Okay, sorry. He had cats, and I'll never forget. I was walking through a store one day, and I saw a coffee mug. And I'd never been a cat person until he had cats and living in our house, but the coffee mug said this: if your cat could talk, he still wouldn't. And I remember bursting out laughing, thinking, that is so true. My cat, both of them, were so arrogant. Look, I don't know if you remember, you're probably too young, but Richard Daley, who was the mayor of Chicago back between 1955 and 1976, this is a story told about him in the book Journey Towards God, but Mayor Daley was known as kind of a more hard-nosed, driving kind of guy. And as the story goes, one of the mayor's speechwriters comes in and demands a raise. And Mayor Daley responds, as could be expected, he's like, I'm not going to give you a raise. You're getting paid more than enough already, and it should be enough for you that you are working for a great American hero like myself. And that was the end of it. He kicks him out of his office. Well, 2 weeks later, Mayor Daley is on his way to give a speech to a convention of veterans, and the speech was going to receive nationwide attention. Now, one of the other things Mayor Daley was famous for was not reading his speeches until he got up to deliver them. So there he stands before this huge throng of veterans, nationwide press coverage, and he begins to describe the plight of the veterans. I'm concerned for you. I have a heart for you. I'm deeply convinced that this country needs to take care of the veterans. So today I'm proposing a 17-point plan that includes the city, the state, and the federal government in order to take care of the veterans of this country. And now at this time, everyone, including Mayor Daley, is on the edge of their seat to hear, what is this proposal? At that point, he turns the page, and the only words there are, you're on your own now, you great American hero. Ah, yes. With his great ego, he was stuck there, having to realize that he's not all that. You know, they say about ego. Ego, self-reliance, that's what it really is, turns into self-deception, into self-destruction. That's the path of the ego. If you think you've got it all, you can do it all, and you're in control, and your success is because of you, well, that turns into self-deception. And then from that point, the next step is destruction. Maybe you remember the verse, Proverbs 16:18. Pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before fall. That word there, pride, means your ego, your arrogance, your built-up, self-inflated thoughts of greatness about yourself. And the word there, haughty spirit, it literally means someone who is on top and takes credit for it. So you actually are doing good, and you might actually think it's because of you. And boom, there's the fall. There's the destruction. I filed this in my notes years ago. I don't know where I got it from. So if it's yours, tell me, and I'll give you credit. But it's called From Ego-Minded to Open-Minded. And it says, you go from having no boundaries to establishing and maintaining flexible boundaries. You go from crashing other people's boundaries to respecting other people's boundaries. From giving mixed messages to giving clear, concise messages. From you are statements to I feel statements. From other-oriented to higher power-oriented. From fear-driven to motivated by faith, love, and goodwill towards others. And the last three, from a grandiose belief of oneself to a belief in the Creator. From neediness for my wants to awareness and attention to true personal needs. And number 10, from miserable and anxious to joyful and serene. Look, the truth is you see these, and now would be a good time to ask others who know you if they see these in your life. If you see these are warning signs that are going to drive off the cliff, that haughty spirit and that destruction is coming. You know, looking through the Bible, there are many examples of ego, but the one that sticks out to me, probably the most profound, is Pharaoh. When Moses told him that God sent him to let his people go. You know, God said, "Let my people go." It was Moses who said it, but they're not Moses' people, they're God's people. A direct order from God, Pharaoh blows them off. But, you know, the problem was is Pharaoh thought he was God. So God continued to bring plague after plague after plague. And you'd think that after the, I don't know, third plague, Pharaoh would have thought, "Man, this ain't panning out so well." But no, he holds steady. This dude is committed, and his ego doesn't just affect him, but the whole nation of Egypt. See, that's the problem. Now, thousands of families lose their firstborn due to just one man's ego. See, we think oftentimes that my problems, my issues, my hang-ups, you know, my sins, if we really want to get specific, that they only affect me. And sometimes that's true, but most of the time not. But here's one thing that's guaranteed. Your ego will always affect not only you, but everybody else. That's the problem with your ego. Trust me, it doesn't just affect you. It affects everyone around you. So what's one to do? Very simple. God says it again and again throughout His Word. Humble yourself before God before it's too late. And ask Him to deal with the Almighty I. Yeah, the Almighty I. And when He does, be prepared, because He many times humbles us in a very strange, unseen and profound way. You're ready, but it's what's best. And that way, your ego doesn't destroy you along with everybody else. This is Garth Heckman, the David Alliance. Keep slaying giants.